Okay, for those of you who are still awake, we are returning from our executive session that had, actually, we forgot to mention this. Elizabeth Gis Rhodes, Dan Carr, Alicia Sewell, Catherine Wales, myself, Melissa Loves, and Chris Wadsworth in the executive session. We are now returning from executive session at 10:38 p.m. And I am going to make a motion to approve the 12 lifeguards. Cool. No, sorry. Life. Yeah. See, my brain is frozen.
Both
I'm so
recommended.
sorry. The 12 recommended lifeguards, the swim instructor, as well as the waterfront supervisor for the 2026 season at the Falls Village Town Pool. We also discussed the staff pay rates, and we are going to accept the hourly rates ranging from $18 to $21 based on experience for lifeguards. And we are going to increase the waterfront super Advisors pay rate by 2.5% and an increase of $1 for the swim instructor.
$1 per hour.
Do I have a second?
I second
Okay.
it.
Dan seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Okay. That takes care of that. We also determined the, this was in the executive session, I believe, but if not, oh well. We determined the tentative pool opening date would be
7:20.
Saturday, June 20th. Thank you, Catherine. And did we do anything else? Yes, we did. We also determined for swim lessons, we would be charging the fees for residents and season pass holders for $50 for all four lessons, and lessons for non-residents at $60. Oh, and these are per child for all four lessons. Do we take it? Okay. Can I get a motion to accept these rates? I'm not
So
sure.
moved.
So moved. Second?
Second.
Okay. Then we also, what else did we do?
Don't we have to vote?
Oh, yes.
Aye.
Sorry.
Aye.
Sorry. Getting punchy and late.
Aye.
Since nobody's listening right now. All those in favor for accepting the rates of swim lessons as previously mentioned?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That motion carries. Okay. We are also, are we also approving, we also discussed non-resident passes for 2026. Did we change this? Did we finalize this?
No, you're
Okay,
gonna.
so we're still in discussion for these, and we are not at a final point to make a motion of this. So, that being said, we're going to move forward to the last couple things, and we're going to go with Alicia. for this right now for Memorial Day. We'll just skip ahead.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know if you want to touch on the Playscape. I got a from the, so Lee H. Kellogg uses U.S. Playground Surfacing in Collinsville, Connecticut. And they quoted us for 45 cubic yards of the wood fiber playground safety surfacing at $1,834.65.
Okay. Did we receive a quote from any?
Nope.
That not was from that other company
yet? Not from the other company yet. This was the company that Chad
uses. Yes. Okay. Okay. And
so that was that. Mm-hmm. Tim did, like you said, cut down the trees and the bushes there. I went and started snipping at the vines because Garrett also suggested that those are going to destroy the fence. So I started snipping those. That was fun. Jess will clean the building and she's willing to do the pollinator gardens, but it will take her a few hours. And I don't know if that is considered in the budget or not. And she said 6 to 8 bags of mulch is what she suggests. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth had a great idea about maybe getting the Boy Scouts involved. Mm-hmm. And maybe they could clean out gardens. Like she just mentioned that getting the Boy Scouts involved, that maybe they could do the gardens. If we provided the mulch, they could clean them out and maybe mulch them as a job.
As a project, community service project.
Eagle Scout. Yeah, that would be.
That's a good idea.
So I can reach out to them.
Dan did quote Moran.
Dan Moran?
Yeah, I think you might talk to him.
Okay.
I'm not sure what he's doing right now with the mm-hmm. Scouts.
Okay.
He's still doing something.
Sure. I'll write that down. Okay. And then that was it for that. The Memorial Day Parade. Mm-hmm. We have the Falls Village Fire Department and Ladies Auxiliary participating, the Lee H. Kellogg Band. I invited the Falls Village Daycare, the HVRHS Ag Ed program. And then I sent it to Lauren. She's going to share it with the Lee H. Kellogg students, or Lori, sorry. Going to share it with the students about participating in bikes, just riding bikes in the parade,
mm-hmm.
strollers, wagons, whatever that may be, just to try to get some more kids involved. Baked goods, I reached out to a couple different community groups. Donna from the church said yes. Dave asked about what items, and then Teresa, the senior from the senior group, is going to donate something. So I guess we would need to do lemonade, get a table from here, mm-hmm. tablecloths and cups.
Mm-hmm. We have cups and all of that stuff downstairs. Okay. I'm sure we also have a couple of, we have those
pitchers.
Well, we have glass serve yourselfy things. I actually also have more just in case.
So yeah, you can see what's there, and if there's anything you need, just reach out to us.
He's the new mentor for you, Scouts.
Is he? Okay.
And
he just took over.
I also was dealing with the music part.
Mm.
In addition to the band, there's the ceremony part, and we are in charge of the parade portion, but at the ceremony there is taps is played, and the Star Spangled Banner in the past has been sung, but the Kellogg Band is not up to snuff, up to par. I don't know what the right word is. Yeah. They're new.
Yeah.
And the Star Spangled Banner is not necessarily an easy song. And then Dave Barger asked for another song to be played as well. Mm-hmm. So I have reached out to Shamu and Lev are going to be doing taps, and Rachel Gall, and I wrote down her name.
Oh, okay.
Who did you just
say? Are you talking about Duff?
Yes, I never remember to say her name, but yeah. They're going to be working together on the Star Spangled Banner and the other song that Dave had requested. We don't have a program yet. So we don't know necessarily the order of things that the ceremony is going to happen at. But once Dave sends that, then whomever, can reach out to the people that are, you know, part of the parade and also doing the stuff on the green to let them know when they need to be prepared to play. And then after that is when the community gets to have cookies and stuff to drink. And if it rains, the Center on Main is having the ceremony inside. So we would have to then switch everything to inside, which might require rec commission people to help with that on Memorial Day morning, because I don't recall the last time it rained was not that long ago, but I don't remember if the parade was had at all. And then, or if it was just the ceremony, I just don't remember, but the Board of Selectmen are the ones who make the call on that. So they'll let us know what to do. Okay.
I did get that flyer on the website.
You did? So
that's, yes.
Did my instructions make sense?
Yes. I guess.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to read through them a few times.
Okay.
But yes, it all worked out.
It's hard to write directions when you're used to
just click, doing. click, right?
Yeah, it happens very quickly. Okay. So go ahead.
So 6 pounds of mulch and
yes.
Some other stuff. So now would be a good time with any money that's left in the budget to go ahead and speak up to make anything to approve
this,
to get stuff done.
Ready
and looking.
Is that right?
That doesn't go under that account, I'm afraid. It's not a summer program. It would be under the same line item as cleaning. Yeah.
But could we ask the select people if we can move some of the money that hasn't been spent in a line item to get the pool ready? Because the pool, the,
I don't
pool,
know.
The like the
playground
and stuff, the playground. Because we've been wanting to do it for ages. And it seems like, between Sis and Alicia lining up some great ideas to get it sorted so that it's more usable this year and it can be within this year's budget.
Okay, so are we talking about mulch?
Yeah,
right now
mulch and
mulch for the garden or mulch for the playground. We're talking
the mulch.
So mulch for the playground. That was the 1800. Mm-hmm. If there's no other quote, we can make a motion, and
still
Alicia can contact them because we have to get the area cleaned. And then the mulch goes on it.
Yeah.
So
Garrett said if it gets delivered, he'll come that week. So
yeah.
Like if it gets delivered on Tuesday, he'll be there by Friday to clean up all the.
So, and we want to have the cleanup as close to, because we don't want everything to grow like crazy. So, and that was the timing, and it was pretty fast in the delivery of the mulch itself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if we
do in Collinsville, I mean, they're close enough and.
Yeah, I mean, our next meeting is June. We don't want to wait that long.
No.
We can make the motion now to
purchase
the mulch from. Does anybody want to make a motion to do that?
Make a motion to purchase.
The mulch from.
U.S. Playground Surfacing.
From U.S. Playground Surfacing for $1,800.
A second.
Second, all in favor of I opposed. Nobody. Motion carries. Okay, so that takes care of that question. And that way you can get that taken care of. So you can contact them. Go ahead and do that.
Okay. And just so I know, like if they'll just send an invoice and I share that with.
Yes. So when they will either mail it or they'll email it.
Okay.
But either way, it goes to me. And then We just approve it. I just have to signatureize it.
Okay.
Which I have to do to those. Do you have anything else? You know what? Did you have any other question about, you said mulch, was it just that?
The 6 to 8 bags for little gardens.
Yeah, I think whatever you can get part of the surrounding area, getting, if we can get plants, if we can put some, like, whatever.
Okay.
To do.
Well, how does it work if it's a Boy Scout thing? That you remember?
Well.
Isn't it?
Because they have to write up this whole. It's a big project for them. But I mean, the other piece would be, and Dave could certainly tell you who the new scout leader is. I'm not sure. It could also just be something that the scouts come and help.
As a community service.
And they do quite a bit of that too. It would be cool to be able to do it for an Eagle Scout, but that would probably require for next year or something.
Yeah. So
he can give you who to talk to, whoever it is.
So but if we can get people to volunteer to help us with that, then, or we pay Jess to do it and then we just pay for the mulch. I mean, separate.
Yeah.
And I don't, I saw it somewhere. So we can just go ahead and either approve Jess to do it, right? And then she just bills us for it. And we pay for the increase in the bill as part of her additional deep cleaning before the season starts. Or we get people to volunteer and then we figure out and we say, pay no more than a certain amount on mulch. But you never know how much mulch you're going to need.
Yeah.
I think last year it was 6 to 8 bags.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have anything to say? If they want to make a motion, they can make a motion. Making all the motions.
For 6 bags of mulch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to purchase 6 bags of mulch at...
I don't know either. And we would have to get somebody to volunteer to do it because we're not paying for the service to do it. So, or...
Should we just wait and see about the Eagle Scouts? Because
The Eagle Scout, I was thinking about
that's a year long project.
It would be a year long project, so it'd be good for next summer. But if you could just get the scout troop to come in, they can do a bunch of community service.
That she they could help do
clean
it.
Up the area, yes. And maybe put the mulch down.
I mean, she wants to be paid for it. That's
of course, that's, and that would increase. Sure that
was... So what we did for the maple thing is we made a motion to set aside $250.
We approved the purchase of mulch in this example costing no more than dollar amount.
Because a bag of mulch is $3.97.
How big a bag?
It's 1.5 cubic feet.
15,
20, 25, 26. Is that all you're going to need? Because I was thinking of the big ones.
Well, there's two areas right in front of the pool there. I mean, the sidewalk.
It's probably like those with them together, maybe the size of this table.
And then if there's going to be anything put in them, that's an added expense.
Mm.
So.
Which again, yeah, that's right. the scouts planted stuff. I don't know.
The other thing is we could wait until our June meeting to determine the plantings because that does not affect the pool and anything else, correct?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Torrington Area Health is going to say.
And if we have to.
We can do a special meeting.
Zoom, right?
Yeah.
If we have to, we can do Zoom special meeting.
Yeah, we just have to submit the agenda
24
hours before the Zoom meeting. And that works. Oh, God, please, somebody remember me. Did we miss anything else? Oh, yes, we did. The rest of the things that are on here, which include the 250th celebration, is potentially a fitness challenge that could be done all year. Not all year. All summer at the pool. One of the ideas that I had was to have people of whatever age that can go into the deep end, swim 250 laps in the pool.
What are you gonna give the person?
That is an expense, and that could be used in, you know, Patrick Sullivan said something about a snarky t-shirt that says, and all I got was a t-shirt for swimming 250 laps.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have any money, we can just print out a nicely designed,
they get a free pool pass for next year.
Certificate of accomplishment that gets posted in the town halls.
And all they would have to do is record their own laps. It doesn't cost anything. And it doesn't have to be 250 in one day. It's 250 throughout the whole season. And maybe we have something that says they're doing it. But there's also the issue of the younger kids that don't go into the deep end. So that is something that Alicia can work on in terms of a program, potentially. Maybe it's decorating, you know, like you had mentioned, rocks or something.
Yeah.
250 push-ups, 250 whatever, because we are the rec commission. We are not the historical society. And while it's important to celebrate our history, we are the recreation commission. So maybe we do something related to that. Anyways, put your thinking caps on, people.
Mm-hmm. Great.
No public comment because everybody's sleepy. The rest of this is going to show up, but part of this is going to be more developed because Alicia is going to be meeting with Meg from the library and
Britta
from Center on Main. So no public comment. Anything else? Please let us not have any more meetings this long.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Well, it's a new record.
It's a new record. It's true. Have a good night. I'm stopping. Oh, wait. No,
we got to adjourn.
Adjourn at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Second, third.
Second. Yeah. Get
third. Are you sure you want to stop recording? Yes, I do. We're not the next day.